become a good barrier. Only one assist for Chris Lee. I reckon it's got a good chance. In the race, Gibbo writes it. Its last run at Canterbury, it ran fourth the other day, not far away. Converted to the 200 and was wide with cover early in the race. The horse went back to Godolphin, got a big oak, Yellow Pegasus. First up, got very good form, trial well. And number number 11, the other one, Positop. Another one, the Godolphin. One at Hawkesbury and then a beaten favourite at Newcastle. 13, 4, 5, 11.
And the last today, Kim Waugh's got the favourite, Oxford Angel, number one, currently at 360. Annihilate, number two, at 460. And Akara Mist, number four, at the moment, along with Zavance, number seven. They're both $5.
Best bet of the day, Oxford Angel. Just beaten the other day at Newcastle. Will appreciate the 1350 for the first time. Has got the claim. Will carry 58.5. Is going well. Only a field of seven. I think it'll win. Second pick, Alliterate, is going really good. Won well at Newcastle, then run third the other day. Four Icara Mist, the winner on the track recently in Sevens event. Won a good thing to beat 2-4-7.
And have you got a best bet, Gary?
Yeah, Oxford Angel. Race
yeah,
seven,
that's
number
the one.
One.
Yep.
Best bet.
Okay, in the last it is. All right, mate, you have, well, hopefully the cool change will get to the coast at some stage this afternoon, the first just after 1 o'clock. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, mate, yesterday at Tamworth was the hottest day I've ever had on a racetrack.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's not back-to-back. Did you drink plenty of water?
Yeah, about 6 gallons.
I know what you were doing last night then.
Yeah.
You take it easy. Thanks, mate.
Right up. See ya.
Gary Arley, looking at Wong, the first at 4 minutes past one. In a moment, we're going to be joined by Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales to have a look at the Kensington program. But, oh, by gee, this state continues to bring out the very best in racing.
Sky Sports Radio has all the country cup action this summer. Sunday, we're heading west with the Gilgandra Cup and Town Plate meeting. Grab the Gilgandra tip Sunday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cossie brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Fertile grass, rich soils and expert horse people give New Zealand thoroughbreds a winning edge. Graduates of New Zealand Bloodstock's yearling sales scored 120 stakes wins and 18 Group 1 wins last season alone. They've laid claim to the last five consecutive Australian Oaks and five out of the seven Australasian Group 1 guineas last season. Destined for racetrack stardom, over 1,200 yearlings are on offer at Karaka this summer. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 3 at Gold Coast, Randwick and Caulfield. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers at 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. It's just gone 3 minutes past 10 and already 34.5 degrees around town. They're saying it'll get to around 36, 37 out at Randwick, and they're tipping the cool change between 2 and 3 this afternoon. So there's plenty of the facilities there with air conditioning inside the grandstand at Randwick ahead of the change, and then it'll be delightful to stand outside once that cool change comes through. They've watered the Kenzo this morning. 4 mil went on from around 8:30 or just before that time, and the track is in the good four range. Paul Joyce has got this weekend off, so Brad Gray is joining us from Racing New South Wales. Howdy, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I'm already actually out at the track, and I just missed the sprinklers. Otherwise, I would have popped under there myself, given how hot it is already.
Yeah, no, 34.5 looking at it. So let's just hope that change can can come in and temper it this afternoon in some way. Intriguing first race, Brad, and I'll get to the market shortly with Andrew Hurley, but there's lots of good races. Even race eight today's a beauty.
Isn't it? Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to that eighth race. It looks to be a battle in two, and the big query around Hart Conquered is whether he can bring that wet track form to a good surface. So that's a big gamble for punters who are looking at that $2.40, but if he does handle it, you think he's the type of horse to continue on his winning ways, because he certainly looks to be a progressive animal. And I was listening to your interview with Michael Hawkes this morning, and he's got obviously high hopes that the horse can keep continuing through the grades.
Yeah, for sure. Andrew Hurley's with us from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Andrew.
Yeah, top of the morning to you also, Andrew, and Happy New Year to both you and all our listeners.
All right, let's have a look at the market here for the first hurdles with Hightail, a possibility if it won, of backing up next week at the Gold Coast.
And met with support this morning, $4.60 into $4. Jabbar, number two, $3.70 to $4. Peralta's a $34 chance, 24 carat, no change from $9. Vici, $11, no change. Favourite is Avon River, 3 to $3.20, 13 into 11 for Islands. And then horse number 11, Underwood, $8.50, no change. My Fire Phoenix came out, Andrew, 13 by 11, the deduction there, as well as Asiago, 6 by 6, Nemimo, no deduction.
And how's the pace? And then your thoughts here, Brad, with so many debuting here.
Yeah, it's hard to get a really good guide on this as far as a speed map goes. You're kind of throwing a bit of caution into the wind. I think Vici is a horse that's shown a little bit of speed. Looks the natural leader here for the Snowden camp. Islands gets the blinkers on first time, so maybe it's a little bit closer. I don't think Avon River will be too far away either. The only one that we can kind of lock down, I guess, is having listened to your interview with John O'Shea, is that 24 carat looks like it's going to go back. I am with 24 carat, though, just at the odds on offer. $9 at the moment, the four. Son of I Am Invincible, four trials, but I really like the improvement that it's made in each of those. His last two have been particularly encouraging. Coasted to the line are the urgings, and Tommy Berry, who has a reasonable opinion of this horse. So, and you get the impression that John O'Shea stable was just about to kick off and make a little bit of a run of it. They obviously had a winner there last week with Live and Free. So the draw does dictate that they go back, but I still think it's worth a ticket at the odds on offer. As far as dangers, the two, Jabath, he looks like a bit of a natural. Went to the line with Deterge in its first trial before making much harder work of it on a heavy track at Canterbury. I think back on top of the ground certainly suits. And the Hayes camp have a bit of a knack at the moment with picking the right races off in Sydney with their younger horses. The one, Hightail, chased gamely last week behind Movie Roll and has that experience on its side. No surprise, it's a little bit of support there. And no knock on the trial of Avon River, the eight. It's just the price, $3.20 at the moment. You might get better as it creeps out a little bit towards closer to the jump there. The Godolphin two-year-olds are always kept very safe in early markets. So as far as the numbers go, 4, 2, 8, and 1, the way I'll be playing it will be 24 carat each way.
Okay, and of course, John O'Shea had the winner last night as well at Canterbury. Dawn Raid giving Billy Owen his first city winner. So well done to you, Billy. And I know John's got a shocking back injury at the moment, so hopefully he feels a bit better after 24 carat. Race two, Andrew, we've got the shortest price favourite, I think, of the day in this one.
Yeah, and just a small field of five engaged here. Bolero King came out this morning, 6x6, 2x2 for Suspense, and all two Royal, significant deduction there, 18x14. Malaise is a $6 chance, opened up at that quote this morning. Easy Eddie, very short, 165 into $1.55. Mapmaker, $6, no change, 440 to 420, back to 440 for Intuition, and Ever So Naturals, a $34 chance. All the rage here is Easy Eddie.
And how do you see the pace for the small field here?
Yeah, Easy Eddie just looks to get complete control. There's a bit of a Mr. Songman vibe about Easy Eddie. No matter the price, the punters just keep launching in, don't they? $1.55 now. So interesting to see what price it does end up starting. He does look the winner, though. He looks to have returned in career best form this time in. He's a four-year-old gelding. He was really brave there first up behind Kapperjack. He was wide the trip, 60 and a half kilos on his back. Second there was Mr. Songman, who we touched on before. And he, of course, came out and blitzed his rivals last Saturday. Then he held off Belsonic at Warwick Farm in what's a really deep race, redouble since one itself. I think there's a much deeper race than the one he finds himself in here. Robbie Dolan, a handy little claim with the 3 kilos. And I think he'll lead, he'll kick, and he'll win. So $1.55, no surprises there. The two, I think he is the winner. Outside of that, I guess you can make a little case for the Godolphin horse, Intuition. Last start, a little bit disappointing on paper, but you look at his form and he's certainly much better on top of the ground, so I certainly expect him to get a little bit closer to Easy Eddie than he was there last start. Malay's the one looking for a little bit further, but will be running on late. So Mapmaker is the other one that's somewhere in the mix coming back in trip. Probably doesn't suit. So Easy Edda clearly on top at the $1.55, 2.65 and 1.
2.65 and 1 from Brad there. Race 3 is the Tab Highway, and everyone this morning wanted to be with La Scopa. What price are you betting now at Tab, Andrew?
This has been very well tried. 2.05 now, Andrew. 2.20 when you woke up this morning, no doubt. Elegant Ellen, 7.50 to 7, back to 7.50. $19, no change. Roy's Command. The Grandson, 71 into 61. Ibini, 9.50, no change. We've got Duchess Moshe, 7.50 out to 9. $19, no change of the Reward the Dancer. Tiata, $10. 19, Irish Lucy. Lope de Mango, 34. 13 for Azadoro, just in from 14. $14, no change, Carruthers. But very well tried here has been La Scopa, 220 into 205. Not sure that that price has bottomed out at this stage.
Well, we were wondering this morning when we were doing the race with Ray and Simon. At that stage, it was the 220 on which way it would go. Well, the putters have nailed that at this stage, Brad.
Yeah, haven't they? $2.05. We'll be interested in what price it does start. As a form analyst, you see these short price favourites, especially as backmarkers, and the first thing you do is try and find something to beat it, a little bit of value, but I just couldn't. I have to be with it, the one La Scopa, class mare of the field. She raced against group fillies back in April last year, and her two runs back have been really good. There's a sense of timing about her. She's desperate for more ground, and although it's only 100 metres further than the races she has been contesting, there does look to be reasonable speed up the front here, so it sets up for her to rattle home. You've got Brenton Abdullah in the saddle, and you can't go too far wrong, as we know, following Matty Dunn in these Tab Highways. He just has a knack for travelling the right horses down at exactly the right time in their campaign. So I am with the one. I think the 9 is the danger, and it's big odds there at the $10 for Matty Dale. He's another who's developing a really good record in these highway races. I think you look at the recent finishing positions and it's easy to think, oh, where did that last start win come from? It was a bit of a fluke. But you have a deeper look and there were a few excuses there prior to that win. Didn't have a lot of luck. And then on two occasions it got a long way back and rattled home. Just cost wide barriers there. So I think it's somewhere in the mix here at the odds. The 2, Elegant Ellen, ran midfield in a highway 2 back. But does look better suited 1,300 metres as opposed to 1,500 metres. And Ibini is somewhere in the mix with the blinkers back on. So 1, 9, 2 and 5 in the highway.
Okay, sounds like it might be even tightening up a little bit more on the 2.05. We'll wait and see there. Now, race 4, that's today's first leg of the Big 6 with a 9 race card. And, of course, Andrew, they're thinking the Tab, it'll get to around 100,000, this projected pool today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This first leg being race number 4. And also, Andrew, must point out races 1 to 3, not only at Randwick today, but Sunshine Coast and also at Caulfield. If you're a Tab account customer holder, place a win bet. Your horse runs second or third, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $50. All right, race 4 does kick start the Big 6, and we've got dual favourites here in Yunberg and also Shawnee, both at 370. Pembroke Castle came out, the scratching their deduction, 7x7. Battle Cry also came out, 2x2, 8x8, Sheriff, Mimic, 5x5, and the Art of the Bar, which goes around in race number 5, no deduction. Body is a $10 chance, opened up at that quote this morning. 14 into 11 for number 3, which is Swelt, above and beyond in half a point from 10 to 9.50. 13 to 12, Silent Explorer. 10 to 9, A Million Dreams. As I said, Yonberg opened up at 4.60 this morning. It's into 3.70. And Shawnee, 4.40 to 3.70. 5.50 to 6 for Nindamos. And Kuru down the bottom, 23 to 21. So they've really honed in on these two runners. Significant firmers here. 4.60 into 3.70 for Yonberg. And Shawnee, 4.40 to 3.70.
Okay, and who takes it up here?
Yeah, probably it's left to Kuru. There's a few key scratchings there. We weren't expecting the Art of the Bar to run, but it certainly comes out, so it would have been a little bit of speed. Sheriff would have been there about. Battle Cry probably coming across. So Kuru does look your leader. Probably opens up the chance for Swelt to be right on the bunny there again, and A Million Dreams won't be far away as well. We've lost a few speedsters, but I still think they'll run along at a reasonable clip. I'm hoping that plays into the hands of the 10 Nindamos. Recorded a really stylish win at Wyong on debut for Godolphin, and his last 200 metres was particularly strong. It was 2.5 lengths quicker than the next best in the race, so plenty of strength through the line, which we like to see. Really well bred, exceeding Excel out of Group 1 winner Neroli. So got the breeding on its side, as you often expect when they go around in the royal blue colours. The wide draw does make things a little bit tricky, but you've got Adam Hieronymus on, so I'm hoping that he's a little bit positive out of the gates and looks to slot in somewhere midfield. Whether he's afforded that opportunity, we'll wait and see, but it does look to be enough speed for him to get his chance. As far as dangers, there's plenty here. It's a very even race with a few horses with a bit of scope to go on to bigger and better things. But I think there was a bit of intent about the way 5 Solon Explorer trialled at Canterbury. He was hunted out to lead and made to win. I like that. His form through last preparation is pretty strong too. So 2 lengths off Gem Song at Rose Hill, then 3 lengths off Yulong January, and Royal Celebration was second. So I think that stacks right up here. There is a sense of timing about Shawnee, the 9 third up, but I didn't expect it to be so well found. I think you'll get better if you're a little bit patient. Of the rest, Lundberg does look hard to beat there, but we'll need to improve a little bit, or despite winning there last start. I really want to keep an eye on Botti, new recruit for Chris Waller. Looks to want further, but he's certainly a talent worth keeping a close eye on. So I'm with the 10 at the odds, $6 at the moment. Nindabos, 10 to beat 5, 9 and 7.
To race6, thetab.com.au handicap. This over the 1,300 metres, and we're at a field of 10, no scratchings.
Yeah, from the top, Sweet Scandal, 6.50 in a point to 5.50. Charlene, 10 to 11. 18 to 17 for Harmattan. Gongs, 5 to 6. Favourite, The Art of the Bar, opened at 2.50 this morning. Has not budged from that quote. A little bit of support for Kawakini today, Andrew. 18 into 13. Spanish Dream, 9.50 to 10. Kunamara, 7 out to 8.50. 31 to 41 for Witches. Oakfield Missile, 61 out to 51. Art of the Bar holds the most amount of cash in the race in front of Gongs and Kawakini. As I said, it's been a good move here this morning and holds the third most amount of money in the race.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think Brad Davidson and Adam Pengilly were all over Kawakini. I think that's where a little bit of that money started. Brad, how do you see the pace?
Yeah, I think this is one of the more obvious ones to map, Andrew. The Art of the Bar is your natural leader, and Sweet Scandal, there's not a lot of speed inside it, so I imagine it's the one that hunts across from the wide draw and sits outside of the Art of the Bar. I am with Sweet Scandal and a little bit confident too. I think the $6.50 that was being bet, no surprise to see it snapped up $5.50 now, and I expect it to start a little bit shorter and start much closer in the market to the favourite, the Art of the Bar. Up in the top of the weights there, but it does come back a few cogs in grade, and I think the big key for this horse is back on top of the ground. It looked disappointing their last start, did box seat and looked to get its chance, but I think that wet track just stopped its dash there. It has won on a soft track in the past, but that was at Canterbury. That's a different beast to a Randwick soft, as we know. Outside of the other bar, it doesn't look to be a lot of speed, as we touched on, so I think Sammy Weatherly will be able to cross, sit outside and be really hard to beat there in the finish. We know she's a quality mare. She won 3 on straight last preparation, then was narrowly denied by Irithia, and that horse has gone on and done some good things. So I think she's got class on her side, and at the price, I want to be with her. As far as dangers, I think Gongs is right there again. It was a good effort there last start. I think she's still progressing. She's deep into her campaign, but she doesn't look to be going backwards at all. Where she maps is a little bit tricky. Hopefully they can be a little bit closer, because I don't think they'll go 100 miles an hour here. Out of the Bar has to be somewhere in the mix. Probably just didn't run the 1,400 metres there last start. Back to 13, does look to suit. She does like the wet, but I don't think the dry track will bring about her undoing. She's somewhere in the mix again. And then you've got Kunawara. I really like the way she dashed there last start. They got closer at the end, but there's a really nice turn of acceleration. I think that sets up well for here, because she would just tuck in behind the speed. And if it turns into a bit of a sit sprint home, that certainly plays into her hands. But really keen on the chances of Sweet Scandal here. 1, 4, 5 and 8.
1, 4, 5 and 8 there in race 5. We move then to race 6, the Avery at Royal Handicap. Glenn Munsey was telling us earlier, boys, the Avery is the big double-deck bus that you see around Randwick, and this is it, the Avery at Royal Randwick.
Yeah, doubt he's ever been on it. He has a chauffeur, does Munns. Astoria, 5 to 6. 8.50 into 7 for Samadout. Regent, 4.80 to 5. Poetic Charm, a really wide-open affair, is your favourite. 4 to 4.20, back to $4. Let's Party Marty, open to 5 into 4.60. Zidane, 13 to 12, back to 13. Support today for Skyray, 6.50 into 5.50. And Just Like Stratum, 101 to 71. So Poetic Charmer, 4 to 4.20, back to $4 is your favourite for race number 6, which is the first leg of the quaddie.
Yeah, Poetic Charmer trying to make it 3 on the trot today. Sky Rain, who's still entered for the Gold Coast next Saturday. How do you see it, Brad?
Yeah, pace-wise, Summer Doubt does look to be the one that's going to take up the running. I think Let's Party Marty parks outside of it, just like Stratum punches up and keeps them honest. Poetic Charm is probably the chance for it to ride a little bit closer here. She's obviously a very versatile horse, so I'd be interested to see how that plays out. I am with Let's Party Marty for seven. John Thompson trains really close to another win, this horse. It just took a couple of runs to find its feet in Sydney, being an ex-Queenslander, but really like the last two efforts. Collared at Canterbury by Southern Lad, and then went down fighting at Warwick Farm last start behind Gongs. You go back through her form, and she's certainly at her most effective when she's right up there in the Bunny, and both of her past wins, which were at Doomben and Ipswich, have been from the front. I doubt she does cross Summer Doubt here, but she should be able to settle second with James McDonald in the saddle. Certainly gets its chance to bring up a win for John Thompson. Dangers, Sky Ray, I think, is a danger. The 9 comes out of that same race as Let's Party Marty behind Gongs and really loomed to win down the outside there. Sectional-wise, it actually ran the fastest splits from the 8 all the way to the 200 metres before just botting him out that last 200 metres behind Gongs. Won't have to sustain that wider run here for as long. Drawn to, I think Brenton Abdullah will be a little bit closer and be able to cuddle it up. Summer Doubt, I do see as a real danger here, and no surprise there's been a bit of specking. Then the run last start was much better than it reads. That was in that same Easy Eddie race, which was quite deep. Your Bell Sonics, your Redoubles and Bonhomies. So I think it's somewhere in the mix. It's just dependent on pace up front with that particular runner. And then you've got Poetic Jama. I certainly want to respect this horse. It does bring winning form. A little slight query around the depth of those form lines, but it is chasing a hat-trick, so I certainly want to keep it safe. And I did note that Peter Stoden sounded particularly bullish about this horse and made it his best there on your program this morning, Andrew. So certainly want to keep it safe and throw it in the quaddie if you are having one there. As far as numbers go, Let's Party Marty is on top, 7 to beat 9, 2 and 5.
7, 9, 2 and 5. And I was going to make mention of a James McDonald trip home for a day out during the week with a treble, but riding last night and back today on the Kenzo is James McDonald. Race 7 on the card, Andrew. It's over the 1550.
Yeah, just the one scratching here. Sir Backus, 13 cents to win, 0 the place as far as the deductions are concerned. Spectroscope for James McDonald, 460 to 5. Number 2, Invincible, $6, no change. Emperor's Way, 17 to 18. 550 into 5 for Sir Plush, 61 to 101 for More Energy. Sayed, 51's no change. 8 to 850, New Universe. Gresham, all the rage, 215 into $2 now, and the Getaway 81 to 71. So really good support here for Gresham, along with La Scopa. Those two have been the real big firmers today.
Gee, into $2 now.
Yeah, very
Gresham
short.
To break through today, Brad.
Even money about Gresham, unbelievable. I am with the horse and pretty confident, but every time I turn, it gets a little twist there. Surely $2 at bottoms out. I know if Munns was here, he'd be saying that Gresham was one of the horses that has a statue there at Tab, given how many times it's been rolled as the favourite. But he certainly gets his chance, and I can see why the punters have chimed in relatively confidently. If it wasn't Gresham, he'd be more than happy to chime in at the $2. 49 kilos after the claim of Robbie Dolan. As we know, Robbie can ride really light, so he can use that full 3 kilos there. There's a real good sense of timing about this horse, Gresham. Fourth up, 1550. 7 day backup, and I don't think he'll have to spend any petrol to get to the front. A few maps have Sir Plush leading, but I think Gresham does look your lead, and I think they'll be really keen to use that light weight and head straight to the front with Sir Plush possibly taking a sit, and Invincible, the other one, will be a little bit more positive and thereabouts. But I see Gresham is getting a pretty easy time in front, and from there it'll be really hard to run down. The word of warning is that Gresham has been beaten 8 times at $3.20 or less in his 19-start career. That said, I still think it's his race to lose. You don't really want to sign off on that little stat, do you? But there you go.
Oh, you're tipping it on top and you're saying, and then you give a stat that goes against yourself.
Yeah, I know.
I hope Gresham's not listening.
You've got to keep an even keel as a punter, don't you? I think as far as dangers go, you've got Spectroscope right there. He's working his way back to form. He's always been a pretty good animal. I think he can set a little bit closer from a good draw here. And the way this race sets up, I think it'll be for something that, if Gresham is to get rolled, it'll be something within striking distance that can just possess a late dash and just grab him on the line. And he certainly fits the bill there. 11 kilo difference is the big swing, though. So that's why you're in Gresham's camp, although the odds, as we say, a little bit skinny there. Invincible, I think, is a horse that can really improve. Had 3 trials ahead of its first up run for Mark Newnham, so I don't think it was fitness that beat him first up, but I think he can just sit a lot closer here, which will see him bounce back to some kind of form. So Gresham is on top, 9, 1, 2 and 5.
9-1-2 and 5 in race 7. You were trying to talk yourself around there at one stage, Brad.
Something else. I know. It's just $2, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah.
That makes you shaky. But you'll be listening. Chris has the radios on there at his Rose Hill Stables, and Gresham will be laughing at you. He'll be giggling at you.
Yeah, he'll say $2 is a great price. I'm going to win by 4 minutes.
Exactly. This is one of the good races of the day out on the Randwick Kensington, race 8.
Yeah, Tessera, 19-23. Invincible Quest comes out. Revenir, 5-5.50. Heart Conquered, 2.40 is the favourite. No change today. Difficult to get, 9.50-10. 6.50-6. Back to 6.50. Rebel Miss. Want to get a what? 23-21. And down the bottom here, number 11, Sea Stella, 3.40-3.20. Now, it is the second pick, but I can tell you, holds almost 10 times more to, overall. Than Heart Conquered. So I'm not sure C. Stella at that 320 quote, the way the pattern is at the moment, is going to remain at that quote.
I guess the thing, Brad, is, and you heard Michael Hawks this morning, for those, he said, look, we know the horse is really good on wet, but we're just confident he's a good horse.
Yeah, well, that's the gamble, isn't it? If you're taking those odds, as we touched on a little bit earlier, if you do like him, you just have to take him on trust that he will handle that good track there, because he has shown a real good liking to the wet tracks. I am with him, the Four Heart Conquered. He's very fast, and what do you like about these kind of 1,000-metre horses? If they can do it at both ends, they're incredibly hard to beat and certainly has the scope to skip through the grades. As we say, the knock is that wet track query. So hopefully he does handle the good track as well as he does the wet. His last two wins have been really good, though, particularly his last start win, though. His last 200 metres in that last start win was the quickest of the race. So when you're doing that from the front, you're incredibly hard to beat in this grade, or in any race for that matter. I think it makes a really interesting contest here, because the way that this sets up, they're obviously both speed horses, but I don't see it crossing Say Stella. Probably sits outside of it. No surprises that Say Stella, I have got it pegged as the danger. The 11, it's easy to be a little bit dismissive of highway form, even winners when they find themselves in town in benchmark races, but Say Stella does look to be one of those exceptions. Really quick, really naturally quick horse, has won 4 from 6 and does look the natural leader. Is another horse that we know can do it at both ends, so bodes well for her measuring up in this two grade. I imagine those two will saddle up next to each other, fight it out at the finish, and the only danger is if they carve each other up, but I don't see that happening. I think they'll fight out the finish. If that does happen, it might bring a horse like Revenir back into the mix somewhere. He does look suited back on the dry deck. But I'm with Heart Conquered, 4, 11, 3, and 8. If you are taking a quaddie, you can probably just narrow it down to those top two chances.
Righto. What about the last here, Andrew?
Coonawarra is a $23 chance out from 19 today. 51-71, back to 51 for Plymouth Road. Nicky's Gold been well supported today. Now, it only trims in 20 cents from 460 to 440, but I can tell you holds more money than any other runner in the race. Al Gravana, 19-21. 34 is no change. Al Belissa. Sparky Lad, very solid. 480 to 460, back to 480. Tarson, 6-5. The favourite, Superstar Bob, 350 to 380. 9-950, Mercurial Lad. And Toroso, 8.5 a point to 7.50. So Nicky's Gold, best supported runner at this stage in front of Superstar Bob and Toroso. Now it's in 0.5 a point, but I can tell you it actually holds more money in the race than narrowly in front of Nicky's Gold and then Superstar Bob.
Draws the inside as well, Brad, here, Toroso in the last.
Yeah, I am with Toroso. I think he's a good gamble at the odds on offer. It's good to see that I'm certainly not on my own there, the 13. As far as speed in this race, it did take a little bit of a hit with Intuary coming out, but Coonawarra does look your natural leader. It probably opens it up for Mercurial Lad to come across and sit on its shoulder as opposed to being posted wide, which I originally had it mapped. And a horse like Tarson is another one that can be handy coming across from the wide gate. So I imagine they still roll along at a genuine clip here. If you do like Nicky's Gold, I think it'll probably still get its chance. Toroso, I do like it though. As we touched on, the form around him keeps stacking up. Peter and Paul Snowden trained, four-year-old, went down narrowly to Fuchu first up, and he's won 2 since, so that form's rock solid. Then it ran third behind Thy Kingdom Come on the Kenzo surface. That was a race where it was completely dominated from the front from Thy Kingdom Come, just skipped along and then booted clear at the finish. Probably a little bit flattering as far as the margin goes, so don't look too much into that when assessing Toroso here. I think he's a horse that also has a little bit of upside, which you probably can't say for a lot of his rivals here. Drawn one, gets in with 54.5 kilos and out to 1550, perfect now. So I think from the one, he'll get a right kind of chance to just pop off the fence and be somewhere at the finish. Superstar Bob, he did put the riding on the wall there last start, and this is a winnable race. Hugh Bowman rides. I wouldn't be surprised if he rode.